Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Dzijin Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Government sent all-party delegation to 32 nations to highlight India's anti-terror resolve in backdrop of Operation Sindoor. CNCCI to go ahead with indefinite voluntary shutdown in 9 districts from tomorrow. International Museum Day held. Free entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country. And Paktown Chagasang Students Union expressed displeasure over recent transfer of assistant professors from Pak Government College. And now the news in detail. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism.
The first group, led by BJP MP Bajan Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will include veteran leader Ghulam Nabi Azad, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, Italy and Denmark. The third delegation will be led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, which will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimoji Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group will be led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, which will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CNCCI, has announced to go ahead with the indefinite voluntary shutdown across 9 districts in the state from tomorrow. The announcement was made during a press conference in Dimapur yesterday. CNCCI Chairman Kekuga Muru said the shutdown will be observed in Dimapur, Chumukedima, Newland, Paran, Woka, Zneboto, Pak, Timinyu and Meluri districts. The protest is in response to the government's failure to nominate representatives from the business community to the urban local bodies, a demand the CNCCI has repeatedly raised.
In the process, we have discussed with the government and through our Honorable Minister Sri KGKNA, who is also the spokesperson of the government, and we have raised the entire issue to him, and he took all the sympathies, interests, and he tried to understand our situation and position and our demand. And he acknowledged that the demand is very genuine. Accordingly, he took the pain to sit with the Honorable Chief Minister.
Mr. Muru emphasized the need for a specific time frame for action from the government and assured that the shutdown would be peaceful. International Museum Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated annually to raise awareness about museums as vital means of cultural exchange, cultural enrichment and fostering mutual understanding, cooperation and peace. This year's theme for International Museum Day is Future of Museums in Rapidly Changing Communities. To increase public engagement with India's cultural heritage, the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced free entry for the public to all ASI monuments and museums across the country today. A report.
To encourage broader public participation, the ASI has opened its 52-site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public without charge. This initiative offers a unique opportunity to explore these priceless collections, many of which are vital to understanding India's rich culture and historical legacy. Having pan-India reach, with 3,698 protected monuments and sites and 52 museums, ASI's 26 sites are in UNESCO's World Heritage List. With Bhanu's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Marking the occasion in Nagaland, free entries were provided to visitors at the State Museum, Kohima, by the Art and Culture Department during the last 2 days. The department also screened documentaries displaying importance of the day. Pak Town Chagasang Students Union, PTCSU, has expressed dismay over recent transfer or redeployment of assistant professors from Pak Government College without providing reliever. In a press release, the union has said that under the given situation, many departments in the college will not be able to offer major course, and some departments in science stream will have only one teacher if the recent transfer takes effect. It questioned the service rules framed by the department, which states that a teacher posted at particular place shall serve at least for 5 years before seeking transfer. The PTSCU also criticized the pace of infrastructure developmental works in the college. The union said only 50% of the staff quarters construction sanctioned in 2013 has been completed, and academic upgradation classroom construction sanctioned in 2021 with a completion period of 24 months is still lying incomplete with not even half of the work done. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In Telangana, 17 people have been killed and several injured while fire broke out in a residential place near Charminar in Hyderabad today. The deceased include 8 children under 7 years of age and 6 women. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed distress over the death of several people in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he was deeply anguished by the loss of lives due to the fire tragedy. In a social media message, he announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee senior leaders held organizational tour across various districts of Nagaland this week. The delegation was led by Lok Sabha MP and NPCC President S. Supungmaran Jamir. He was accompanied by AICC Secretary in charge of Nagaland, Christopher Tilak, NPCC Working President C. Apok Jamir and Kredi Thernyo, and other senior party leaders. The tour covered Noklak, Longland, Tongsang and Zunibuto district and addressed District Congress Committee encouraging unity and reaffirming collective commitment to strengthen party across Nagaland. The Government of Nagaland, in partnership with UK Government, has announced Chevening Government of Nagaland Scholarship for the academic year 2026-27. The application portal is set to open in August 2025. Chevening is the UK Government's flagship global award scheme offered in over 150 countries. The Government of Nagaland and UK Government will co-fund these scholarships. Successful candidates will have the opportunity to pursue a one-year master's degree at any accredited UK university. British Deputy High Commissioner to East and Northeast India, Dr. Andrew Fleming, has said that 2 brilliant scholars from the state of Nagaland annually for the next 3 years will have the opportunity to study at the UK's world-leading universities with full financial support. Interested applicants need to apply separately to universities in the UK before or after submitting their Chevening application. More information for eligible courses is available on the Chevening website. IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall likely to occur at many places over Nagaland till the 22nd of this month. Neighboring states include Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh and coastal states in southern part of the country is expected to receive heavy rainfall in the next few days. IMD has predicted heat waves in eastern region of the country. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Government to send all-party delegation to 32 nations to highlight India's anti-terror resolve in backdrop of Operation Sindoor. CNCCI to go ahead with indefinite voluntary shutdown in 9 districts from tomorrow. International Museum Day held, free entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country. And Pak Town Chagasang Students Union expressed displeasure over recent transfer of assistant professors from Pak Government College. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.